Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian and Muslim audience. Welcome back. We talked in previous programs about the titles given to Jesus in the Quran and in the Bible. We talked about the Messiah, and Jesus is the Word of God. And last program, we talked about Jesus Christ is a spirit from God, Ruhun Minhu in Arabic, according to the Quran. And we believe that Jesus is united to God in one spirit from all eternity. He took an additional nature, a human nature, and came to earth as God's ambassador. He was subject to God's authority and dwelt among us. He had two natures, one divine and one human, united in one man. John the Baptist, who is called the prophet Yahya in the Quran, said, "The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all." We read these wonderful words in John chapter 3, verse 31. All right, so we finish now the three significant titles given to Jesus in the Quran and in the Bible. Now we make a progress to other unique features given to Jesus in the Bible, and interestingly, the Quran also acknowledges them. For example, Jesus' miraculous conception is taught in the Quran. We read in Surah 19, verses 16 to 22, and they make mention of Mary in the scripture. "We sent her our spirit, and it assumed for her the likeness of a perfect man. She said, 'Lo, I seek refuge in the beneficent one. From thee,' he said, 'I am only a messenger of thy Lord, that I may bestow on thee a faultless son.' She said, 'How can I have a son when no mortal has touched me, neither have I been unchaste?' He said, 'So it will be, thy Lord saith, it is easy for me, and it will be that we may make of him a revelation for mankind and a mercy from us, and it is a thing ordained, and she conceived him.'" This is the translation of Pictal. The Quran teaches that Jesus was conceived of a woman only. His mother was the Virgin Mary. The virgin birth of Jesus is also recorded in Surah 3, verses 45 to 47. It is an amazing fact that Jesus' miraculous conception is taught in the Quran. Surah 21, verse 91 clearly states, "And remember her who guarded her chastity. We breathed into her of our spirit, and we made her and her son a sign for all people." According to the gospel, So we start with the Quran, we start where Muslims at, and then we move to the most important part, which is the gospel. Because we know that the power is in the word of God in the Bible. According to the gospel, Jesus was not conceived by human means, but by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And we read, for example, in Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18, Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. You can also read this fact in Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 36. Both the Bible and the Quran teach as a fact that Jesus was born of a virgin woman by the will of God through the power of the Spirit of God. My Muslim friend, Jesus was the only man in all creation who was born in this unique divine way. Many Muslims, during my conversation with them, tell me, well, Adam's life was more unique than Jesus because he came without a father and without a mother. I usually smile and remind my Muslim friends that Adam could not have had a father or a mother because Adam was the first man God created on earth. He could not have had a mother or a father. Jesus' supernatural birth was a sign to all men. It is remarkable that in the Quran, only the birth of Jesus is said to be a sign for all men, for everyone. It states twice that Christ's supernatural birth took place by God's purpose to give men a sign. For example, Surah 21, verse 91 states, "We made her and her son a sign for all people." And in Surah 19, verse 21, we read, "We wish to appoint him as a sign unto men and a mercy from us." Wow, this is significant. It is also significant to find that Jesus' mother is the only woman mentioned by name in the entire Quran. Surah 19 is named Miriam, which is Mary in Arabic. In fact, Mary's name appears many times in the Quran, while Eve, the first woman God created, is nowhere mentioned by name. I'm speaking in many churches on Sunday morning. Contact me if you are interested. All right. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you, God, that you love the Muslim people and you even gave them many evidence in the Quran, according to Islam, to help them investigate who Jesus is according to the Bible. And we are confident in you, God, that you will guide the Muslim people and you will use us even, God, use me and use my audience to help many Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation and spend eternity with you. My dear precious audience and my Muslim friends, if you never receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, if you never put your faith in him, that he came and paid the penalty for your sins, today is a good day. Just tell God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart. You are my Savior. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.